Here in Atlanta tomorrow afternoon, it is number 4 Georgia, number 2 LSU for the SEC Championship. That's a 4 p.m. kick on CBS. Mike, this game has all kinds of playoff ramifications because Georgia could really throw a wrench into the system by defeating LSU. However, the Bulldogs are going to go into this game shorthanded. Cager, their leading wide receiver, is out. He can't play. And Pickens, he's not going to be able to play the first half. George Pickens, the freshman from Hoover, is not going to be able to play the first half because he got in a fight in the Georgia Tech game last week.
Yeah, he's a bonehead. I mean, how do you do that? They win that game 52-7, and he's going to hurt his team. But, you know, that's more of your area as a coach. I'm sure you see those things and just shake your head.
Every single time. I just don't get it. And Georgia needs all the weapons that they can have at their disposal to be able to knock off this LSU team. And I know it's almost like a home game here in Atlanta for Georgia. But the Tigers, they come in, obviously, as the favorite.
Yeah, they're a touchdown favorite. They've scored 50-plus points in each of their last three games. They've been the most, them and Ohio State of the most dynamic offenses. They put up huge points. Now, I don't know if Georgia can keep up in this game, if it's a track meet, and they're going to try to slow the game down.
I think they're going to have to, and Jake Fromm, and that really kind of plays into Jake Fromm's wheelhouse, being very methodical, dink, 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 boom, big play when I get the opportunity. This is the kind of game that if they can do that, if the Bulldogs can do that, this plays right into Jake Fromm's abilities as a field general, as managing the game. But listen, LSU, they're going to try to do what they have done all year. They're going to start chunking it as soon as they get off the bus at the stadium, and they're not going to quit throwing it until that clock reaches triple zeros.
Yeah, and they're tough to stop. The only team to hold LSU to less than 36 points is Auburn. And, but Georgia's defense, they're right there with Auburn. And I'm talking elite defense. Mm-hmm. Now, we both know that great defenses will give out if the offense can't put points on the board. But Georgia's been in this situation before. They're not an underdog very often, but they've covered 5 straight when they're an underdog. This game is very similar to last year's championship game. Alabama was unbeaten. No one could stop them. The Tide was averaging 50 a game. Well, Georgia had a 21-7 lead, and they ended up losing the game, but they did cover the game.
Let's look at just the implications from if who wins. Again, LSU wins. It goes back to the old, who wins tonight, Utah or Oregon? Who wins tomorrow afternoon, Baylor or Oklahoma? However, if Georgia wins, you've got to have Georgia in the playoff because they've just beaten the number 2 team in the nation. I don't think LSU falls out of the top 4, and I think the SEC gets 2 teams in if Georgia wins.
No doubt. I think that's clear cut. If Georgia wins, you're going to have Georgia and LSU. The only question is are they going to put them 2-3 where they have to play each other back to back? But I think you're right. And of course, that's assuming. I think Ohio State can lose and they'll still be in. Wisconsin won't jump in. I think if Georgia gets a win here, then you're going to have 2 SEC teams. You're going to have Ohio State, regardless whether they win the Big Ten title game or not. And some even think if Clemson were to lose, which they're not, they're a 4 touchdown favorite. So your 4 is set right there.
It's interesting. I've looked at all the different scenarios, and let's just say that Georgia ends up beating LSU, and they end up 2-3, as you said earlier. That is a very real possibility, and them playing again back to back. Some people have said that, as crazy as it sounds, they wouldn't play in Atlanta because Ohio State would choose to play in Atlanta versus having to go out to Phoenix. Do you look at it that way?
I'm not sure. I don't know what the if Ohio State were to if Georgia were to beat LSU and stay at four, mm-hmm. which is really a possibility. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Ohio State would choose not to play in Atlanta. As far mm-hmm. as if Ohio State's not playing LSU or Georgia, they're playing Clemson. I don't know. It's there's a lot of scenarios. And Coach, here's the thing. You and I are always pushing for an 8-team playoff because four is not enough. Yeah. But what in the world would happen this year when you have a clear-cut top three teams with Ohio State, LSU, and Clemson? If it were the old BCS, who would get left out?